And we move on to mortgage rates and interest rates. The latest figures from the central bank show Irish mortgage interest rates are at their highest in over 3 years. And of course, some lenders whose loans were sold on, they're paying more than twice the rate. Later today, the European Central Bank will decide whether to hike its main lending rate again, putting further pressure on borrowers. And this was before the Credit Suisse concerns, which have emerged in the past 24 hours. So before all that, an increase of 0.5% was expected, which would raise the base rate to 3%. I'll talk about all of that with Dan O'Brien in a moment. But first, Angus Cox reports on what all of this means for mortgage holders.
From the start, it was roughly about, say, 5.5%, give or take. But then it dropped down to 0.5%. But now it's gone up to in around 3.5%. Due for another increase early next month. We reckon it's going to go up to nearly 4%. We worked it out roughly approximately between 80 and 100 euro extra a month.
Eric Lawler from Waterford took out his tracker mortgage with Danske Bank in the mid-2000s. But when they pulled out of the market in 2014, his loan was sold to credit servicing firm Pepper Finance. And with ECB interest rates steadily rising, Eric's repayments are on the way up.
Our biggest fear is, say if it goes up 0.5% in the next month and the month after and the month after, by December you're talking a rate could be anything up to 8 to 10%.
Eric is not keen to give up his tracker mortgage, but says he's been told if he switches to a fixed rate for the period, his tracker will be gone.
I have contacted them just to see if I could actually fix it, and they more or less told me, no, I can't, I have to get a whole new mortgage. We only have 8.5 years left on it, but the problem is, with them 8.5 years, if it's 200 a month, it's an awful lot. If we can fix it for 5 years, say, it will keep us fairly level.
Everything has gone up in price. Fuel and heating, we all know about electricity. You know, here today there's a coffee shop, I think there's a 65 cent difference in price. Now couple that with the interest rate rises, which have been extraordinary.
David Hall is chief executive of the Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation, a debt charity helping struggling borrowers. He says the most vulnerable customers affected by rate rises are those whose mortgages were bought by so-called vulture funds.
The main banks like Permanent TSB, AIB and Bank of Ireland sold mortgages to vulture funds, and particularly Pepper have the highest rate in the country at the moment in relation to variable rate, 7.5%. So you were on a rate of 3.25%, you were owned by a state-owned bank. You did everything right, you engaged, you paid your mortgage, you were performing, and all of a sudden one day you woke up and you were told you're sold. They are a very vulnerable cohort of people who are now mortgage prisoners, who are locked in to extraordinary rates about to increase further.
And what options do these people have?
Very few options, that's the challenge. They can't fix. Pepper don't provide a fixed rate mortgage, and they can't move, they're very difficult in relation to moving. They're trying to prevent going into arrears. By the way, when they go into arrears, they'll stop dead in their tracks and will be completely frozen where they are. You know, all they can do is try and engage with a reputable mortgage broker and try and move to a mainstream bank.
David Hall believes the difficulties borrowers are having now contrasts with what they faced during the financial crisis.
From 08 onwards, I think many people went over the cliff. So much was going on, losing jobs, a whole host of circumstances arose, and suddenly they found themselves in mortgage arrears. Now we're looking at people looking at the cliff. So we're having a lot of people engage with us sort of in anticipation of being in arrears, and the mortgage arrears process allows for pre-arrears. No greater protections are given, but most certainly the encouragement is if you believe you're going to become into mortgage arrears, do engage.
Martina Hennessy, CEO of Doddle.ie. We would work on behalf of all our clients to secure mortgages with all the major lenders. We've just come out of a cycle of really low rates. So we've come out of that cycle and interest rates have increased significantly in the last 12 months and they continue to rise. So we've seen that the ECB base rate has increased. It sits at 3% now with an expected additional increase throughout 2023. All the fixed rates with the pillar banks have increased by between 1% and 1.75%. A lot of our clients would take rates between 3 and 5 year fixed. So over the next 3 years, there'll be 12 billion in mortgages that are rolling out of fixed rates and exposed to these higher rates. And they're rolling out where rates are anywhere up to 5.95%. So it's a very different environment they're finding themselves in. For every 0.5% increase, it really means for every 100,000 that you owe, that you'd be paying 25 euros more per month. So, for example, if somebody, you know, has a 300,000 euro mortgage, if interest rates have gone up by 0.5%, that means they'll be paying 75 euros per month for that €300,000 mortgage. So for anybody who is looking to take out a mortgage, that will impact their affordability.
And for Eric Lawler back in Waterford, while growing repayments are top of mind, so too is his frustration at having his mortgage sold to a credit servicing firm.
And the real annoying part about it is our mortgage is not with Pepper. Our mortgage is with the Danske Bank. When we took that mortgage out, the lads in the bank who I dealt with, I have to say, were brilliant. You know, and anything we needed, they were there. We could walk into them.
Angus Cox reporting, and Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist with the Institute for International and European Affairs, is on the line. And people that we've been hearing, the likes of people there in Angus's report, Dan O'Brien, people on trackers, people on variables, people whose loans have been sold on, they're obviously all worried about the prospect of any increase in interest rates. Can they hope that the stock market fears over Credit Suisse and other bank failures, that that might make the ECB pause and not go ahead with that interest rate increase today?
Well, there is severe turbulence happening in banking and financial markets at the moment. And for the European Central Bank to increase interest rates, as it's said it intends to do, by half a percentage point, would create additional stress at a time of turbulence. That could make the European Central Bank pause, but I think that's unlikely. If it were to pause and do nothing, having already said it was going to act against inflation, it would actually send a signal to financial markets that it's very scared. Now, it doesn't want to do that. So I think it's possible that rather than increasing by half a percentage point today, it will increase by a quarter of a percentage point. But I think the prospect of no increase in interest rates today is very unlikely, even with the great turbulence that's happening in the banking sector.
And we'll talk more about the interest rates and the trend there and inflation in a moment. But in terms of the banking turbulence, you did an interesting tweet thread overnight about what's different this time round for Irish banking if there is to be an international financial crisis after those banks collapsing in the States and now the concerns over Credit Suisse.
Yeah, so I think if there is an international financial crisis, we will be badly affected here. There is no, you know, people, there's no way out of that. We are integrated. North America, Europe are very integrated into one financial system. We are in the very middle of that. So if there is a very serious financial crisis, banking crisis, we will be badly affected. The difference between now and 2008 is that in 2008, Ireland had a domestic banking crisis on top of the international banking crisis. Now our domestic banking sector is really has become old-fashioned and boring again, so it's much less risky. So all of those big loans to developers, they're all gone. That caused a domestic financial crisis after 2008. Mm-hmm. We don't have that worry now. So we will definitely be affected by an international financial crisis, but we don't have a domestic bubble, so we won't have a double whammy this time if the international crisis runs out of control.
And there's a bit of a push-pull going on, isn't there? Because we've had a decade of cheap money because of the last banking and financial crisis, because so much money had to be poured in to try and getting the system going again and healthy again. On the other hand, the ECB is very worried about inflation. It's stubbornly high and they believe higher interest rates are the only way to bring it down. So how does that push-pull get resolved?
With great difficulty, and I would not like to be a central banker making these decisions. It's exactly that. They increase interest rates and they risk creating a bigger financial crisis and a recession. If they don't increase interest rates, they risk letting inflation get out of control. That, in the long run, is not something anybody wants. So it's an extremely difficult balancing act that central bankers are in now. And of course, everyone in you know, the financial world and economics business has an opinion on this, and people are saying one thing, people are saying the other thing. There is no clear path out of this. It is a very, very difficult, fragile situation.
And what does that mean for the people with those mortgages who are worried about their repayments, who are already feeling the pain?
I think it means almost certainly there will be some increase in interest rates to come. Hopefully we're close to the top, and hopefully inflation is close to peaking and will come down over the course of the year. That's certainly my feeling, although I don't hold that with a massive degree of confidence, because inflation has been more persistent than most people thought. What we all really want to avoid is a very serious financial crisis, which would push the economy into recession. That would bring interest rates down, but of course the cost of that would be a recession, job losses, unemployment, and I suppose nobody wants that.
Certainly not. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist with the Institute for International and European Affairs. Thank you.